The indie farming hit Stardew Valley, where stylish pixel graphics will hook you as you build your perfect farm, is just one of the excellent titles available to play now on Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
Sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Gianni Di Giovanni.
Welcome to Walkthrough Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, Zelda gets her own official game and more from the Nintendo Showcase. A clicker game that's been described as a legit infinite money glitch is racing up the charts, and Shadow of the Erdtree has become the most critically acclaimed DLC ever. Here is the news for Sunday, 23rd of June. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
This week, it was Nintendo's turn for a gaming showcase, and for a basically ancient machine, it still manages to surprise. My absolute highlight was The Legend of Zelda Echoes of Wisdom. And yes, this time, it really is The Legend of Zelda, because she's the star of the entire game, and fans were collectively freaking out about this announcement. It's using the same cute art style as the Link's Awakening remake, which I love. And instead of a sword, Zelda has got a new magic staff that she can use to copy enemies, items, and objects to solve puzzles and fight enemies. Let me tell you that the furniture construction memes are alive and well. All you need to do is hit our Discord to see a few. We saw in the trailer a player making a staircase out of beds, which you can still sleep in. So it definitely has some of that chaotic energy we've seen from Tears of the Kingdom. And that game is out in a couple of months on the 26th of September.
The other big announcement was Metroid Prime 4 Beyond. Metroid fans have been waiting for such a long time for this one. It was first announced all the way back in 2017. Psylux, the powerful bounty hunter, is also back in this game, but otherwise we don't know a huge amount about the plot or how it will all play out. I haven't played much Metroid, but I must admit I am quite keen on giving this one a go because it looks so good. It's scheduled for release later next year, so definitely keep an eye out.
In between those two announcements, we saw a brand new Mario and Luigi game called Brothership, Hello Kitty Island Adventure, which has been on Apple Arcade, as well as Fantasian, which will both be making it to the Switch, and Donkey Kong Returns HD. You can catch everything that was announced in the Direct in our show notes.
In weird news today, a free game called Banana has overtaken Baldur's Gate 3 on the list of peak concurrent players. The game was released back in April, and it's pretty simple. You download Banana and repeatedly click on a banana. At the time of recording, the concurrent player count is over 910,000.
There is a little bit more to it than just clicking. If you click long enough, another banana will appear, which then you can trade or sell on the Steam marketplace. And there are supposedly some rare and expensive bananas out there. So like the money stays on Steam, but it's wild that this collecting urge has created this massive demand. It reminds me a bit of the cookie clicker game from 2013. It's bananas, pardon the pun, how close the game is to overtaking Elden Ring and Cyberpunk 2077 on peak concurrent players. Look, this was going to start a trend. Let's see how many games it can overthrow. Okay, I get it. Kyle, Adam, every single reviewer. Elden Ring's expansion, Shadow of the Erdtree, has knocked off the previous king of DLC, The Witcher 3. Shad's Erd, as I will only ever refer to it as, picked up an average rating of 95% on Metacritic and OpenCritic, beating 2016's Blood and Wine expansion from the CD Projekt Red team. And they've gone out and congratulated From Software for their work. Much like The Witcher, Shad's Erd is a pretty massive addition to the base game. It's almost a pseudo-sequel, and yeah, you know why Kyle isn't here today. I'm sick. Yeah, lol, as if.
Even though I'm not an Elden Ring player, it will be cool to see all the interesting secrets that come out of the cool communities that develop as players enjoy this game. And you know where you can keep up to date? That's right. Subscribe to Walkthrough on YouTube or your favourite podcast player. Life by You, a game that was meant to rival The Sims series for the top spot in the life sim genre, has been cancelled. The game was meant to release in early access at the start of this month, but when that date was pushed back indefinitely, there was some concern it could be the end of the project. Sadly, that's exactly what happened, with publishers Paradox Interactive announcing on Monday that the project is officially cancelled. Paradox Interactive Deputy CEO Matthias Lilja said in a statement that the game was lacking in key areas, and the road to getting Life by You to a place that the studio would be satisfied with would simply be too long.
But of course, in the days that follow, a different story was being told in a massive post on his LinkedIn page. Former Life by You designer Willem Delventalas claimed that the rug had been pulled out from under the dev team and the game was in a good position to release. He said that in the lead up to the proposed launch date, the team was in good spirits, having more than achieved metric targets, and everything seemed to be on track. Then 2 weeks before launch, the release date was scrapped. The team was left in what he described as a month of waiting in purgatory before finding out the bad news themselves for the first time in the public announcement, which is pretty damn rough. I'm sure this won't be the last time we hear about what went down, so make sure you stay tuned to Walkthrough for all the latest. Rumors are back again for Final Fantasy Tactics as a remaster is reportedly in the works. There have been talks about a remaster for a couple of years now, ever since a list of games data mined from NVIDIA's GeForce Now streaming service was leaked, and Tactics was included on a list that was coming to PC. However, the topic recently popped up again after Midori, a well-known JRPG leaker who shared a lot of details about the Final Fantasy Tactics remaster, revealed themselves to be a blacklisted male American leaker who was going under the guise of a Japanese woman.
This obviously caused a lot of people to question gaming information he shared, including about the Tactics remaster. But Bloomberg's Jason Schreier jumped into the mix saying the Final Fantasy Tactics remaster is real and happening. Which on one hand, yay, more confirmation, but on the other, it goes against what Tactics director Yasumi Matsuno said on X, currently there are no plans of remastering Tactics. All we can hope is that another game is in the works, but only time will tell. That's it for the big headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Out Tuesday is the latest Super Monkey Ball title, Banana Rumble. Expect more of the same Monkey Ball mayhem with exclusive access to that on the Switch on the 25th.
20 years ago, Beyond Good and Evil arrived on the Xbox and PlayStation 2, and this week you can pick up the HD remake. This was a pretty groundbreaking game at the time, and it features a bit of post-game DLC that connects it to the upcoming, maybe, sequel. Pick it up on everything on the 25th.
Speaking of blasts from the past, Luigi's Mansion 2 is getting an HD remake for the Switch. Over a decade since it was originally released on the 3DS, this HD version will feature improved controls, enhanced visuals, and a new multiplayer mode. Grab it on Switch on Thursday, the 27th.
One for the younger gamers out there this week is Gigantosaurus Dino Sports. Run, jump, ski, and climb as your favourite dinosaur competing in the Dino Games. That's coming to all platforms on the 28th. And to be honest, that actually sounds really fun. I might play it too.
Yeah, sounds good. Anything with dinosaurs, count me in. Also out on the 28th is Spy X Anya Operation Memories. It's a cutesy social sim spin-off of the Spy X Family manga series. And you play as Anya, tasked with putting together a photo diary for a school project. That's out on PC, Switch, and PlayStation 4 and 5 this Friday.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And my name is Gianni Di Giovanni. Thank you so much for listening.
Do you love chatting about games? Why don't you tell us what you are enjoying in the Sifter Discord? It's a cool place to chill, to hang out, and would love to see you there. Head to sifter.com.au/discord. That address again is sifter.com.au/discord, or hit the link in our show notes.
Sifter is produced by Fiona Bartholomaeus, Carl Paletto, Adam Christou, Courtney Borrett, and Chris Button. This episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and I'm Gianni Di Giovanni, Sifter's executive producer and also Sifter's script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hi, this is Kyle. On the latest episode of Lightmap, Sifter's interview podcast, comedian Tommy Daslow shares why he made a Game Boy game for his latest special.
a lot of people release stand-up specials online now, and they do feel like they can tend to be like a little bit disposable, and I kind of really wanted to just do something to sort of make sure that mine stuck out as much as it could. I mean, the deeper it got into it, the more I started thinking, this is an insane thing to be doing. Like, this is, there's a way of reading this that is like so incredibly narcissistic to have been commissioning. I always thought it would be cool to do some form of art directing kind of stuff for a video game. And as it turns out, the way to get into it is to just commission a game about yourself where you are the main character.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or head to our website, sifter.com.au.